Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Chart Choppers here on the Chop Sports Network. I am your host, Alan Austin, joined today by the big man himself, Dave Sturcio. Dave, how are you?
Oh, it is an honor to get back on Chart Choppers. I do like doing these lists. Even if I don't agree with half of them, I still, you know, I have to keep reminding myself, it's his list. It's his list. It's not the list. You know what I mean? Like, it's his list. So I'm definitely, I'm still enjoying myself every time you can, you know, bring me back. Yeah.
Thoughts and opinions shared by Alan Austin do not reflect the Chop Sports Network.
Can you say that faster for the...
Well, Dave, we continue our run here of the best players from each division in the NFL. Last episode, we covered the NFC North, so we're jumping to the AFC North. This was a pretty good division, okay?
Loaded.
There's probably, and you know what? I think this time next year, the Bengals players will even make more of a case.
Agreed.
So, just letting the Bengals fans know ahead of time, it's going to be a rough list for y'all, but next year I'm seeing a bright future for the Bengals franchise because I think some of these others may not have the gas going forward, but I think it should be interesting going forward. So we're going to jump into it. Just to remind everyone of the rules, no rookies, if they have not yet played a down on an NFL team, they are not eligible for this list. Dave, here we go. At number 10, we're going to start with a safety, Minkah Fitzpatrick. On the Pittsburgh Steelers.
One of the best in the game right now and one of the bigger ball hawks of the NFL. And I think he's great. I think he's a game changer. He's an X factor. He's all the intangibles you know, all the nicknames you would give somebody that makes a difference in an NFL game. Minkah Fitzpatrick is the guy. And I agree with this wholeheartedly. Maybe even he should be higher. We'll find out.
Look, I have no quarrels with that. I think he is somebody everybody wants on their defense. You know, you think about the shelf life of safeties, and it's not always the best. And he's kind of swapped positions over the years, and now he's found a home, and he's owning the position. I think, like you, he's in the conversation for best safety in the league, but he's not quite there yet. But in this division, he's definitely one of the 10 best players.
Agreed.
All right, number 9, staying in the safety position. So he's not the best safety in the division.
we went from him being one of the best safeties in the NFL to not being the best safety in the AFC North.
Hold on, that doesn't. If he's one of the best, he's still not the best.
That's
which
true
means
too.
Someone could theoretically be in front of him.
Well, I guess there's somebody here,
and this somebody's new to the AFC North. John Johnson III coming over from the Rams.
Okay,
there's a lot of overlooked athletes in a really good defense year after year. He's somebody that held the back. You know, he made Ramsey better. Ramsey made him better. He is a force. And I think pure athlete, pure player, the Cleveland Browns defense, which, by the way, look out for the Browns this year.
Yeah, they got some. It's exciting times in Cleveland. I think that they have a lot to build off of from last year.
They do. And he is one of the reasons signing him, bringing him over in free agency. He's a beast. They brought Jadeveon Clowney over as well, which is going to improve Myles Garrett and that D-line. They have a nasty roster, and he's one of the reasons.
The more you talk about it, the more I'm like, I got to go pick him up in fantasy.
Well.
There he is. There it is.
Do you have defensive players in fantasy?
Not defensive players, just team defenses.
Yeah.
And they, I did not. I had a chance to choose the Browns, and I did not.
I'm in a league where we choose a defensive player. And it's
just one?
One. You get a defense and a defensive player.
Oh, interesting.
The league owner is a maniac, and he thinks it's the most true to life way to do fantasy to have a defensive player, no PPR, and a week now.
So one defensive player. Basically, if you chose, i.e., Minkah Fitzpatrick, right, as your defensive player, right, all you're getting credit for is his tackles and his picks
and sacks.
And well, basically, every defensive stat.
Every
so
defensive
you have to
stat.
Weigh out, you got to weigh out, like, I don't know, like what's more likely.
In my history,
defensive line seems like the way to go.
In my history, linebacker is the way to go.
Most tackles. Gotcha.
Most secure points.
What do you get, like a half a point of tackle?
You get half a point of tackle. Sack, you get a point. And then he has this rule where fourth quarter sacks are 2 points.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nonsense. He also has the last week of the season as the
clutch. It's the clutch rule. Wait, what? Really?
Yep. He goes, the best fantasy players know how to work around the last week of the season. I'm like, what's the point? You're not using the roster that got you to the dance.
Oh,
you're
my goodness.
Piecing it together.
That's a lot. That's
he's too
that's
much.
Making me stressed out. I'm not even in the league.
Oh, I've made my voice heard. It is not, though. All right, moving to number 8. Defensive tackle, Cameron Hayward.
Yeah, big man. Love him. I love me a defensive tackle. I don't know, something about a run stuffer in the NFL, you know, and he's a big boy. Yeah. So I 100% wholeheartedly agree that he's on this list.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many overlooked positions by the casual fan. So the casual fan listening to this might hear me go, safety, safety, D-tackle, what are we doing? These are the players that make difference in the game. Like, these are different. Cameron Hayward has been around now for a couple years, and every year he just brings it. And I am, like you, a huge fan of defensive tackles. So
they don't get enough burn. They don't get enough credit.
Nah, no way. We will get to our first big offensive superstar here at number 7, Baker Mayfield. A guy who I was never high on coming out of college. He's grown on me, I'm not going to lie, over the last couple years.
I think the problem with Baker Mayfield is that I call him, there's two Baker Mayfields.
Okay.
There's rah-rah Baker Mayfield. When he's on, he is on, right? But then there's boo-hoo Baker Mayfield. But when things aren't going his way, he's boo-boo-lipped on the sidelines, and the entire offense cannot go. As far as the quarterbacks within this division, to me, he's probably this second best.
I think at this point, he's the second best.
Yeah, because then I know Lamar is going to be on this list, and I got my gripes with Lamar, but go ahead.
He's going to be on the list.
Yeah, no shit.
I think Big Ben's done.
As far as
being the elite quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be able to sling it, you know, from sitting back there in the pocket. But if you ask him to move, it's going to be, you know, he's a statue right now. Like, I don't think he can. I know this is going to, he's going to defy me and score 4 rushing touchdowns or some shit this year. And it's going to be like, whoa, I can't believe it. But I don't. Ben's on the backside of, he's on the wrong side of his career right now.
In a 10-team league, he's not even rostered.
No.
So
he's not even, I have a 12-team league. He's not rostered.
There you go. Lamar and Baker are rostered.
Yes.
And Joe Burrow, all the, you know, the world is his oyster. I think.
Is he on this list?
He's not on this list.
Whew. Okay.
He missed half a year.
I understand. He's just, there's a lot of.
If it was potential. A
lot of cool things coming for Joe Burrow, I think. If he gets it right.
Time next year, he's top 5 on this list.
Yeah, that could be.
I think he has a little more to prove and see how he bounces back from injury. But in terms of potential, you could put the whole Bengals roster almost.
Very true.
I mean. We'll get to the honorable mentions. A lot of Bengals in the honorable mentions. Baker Mayfield, though, a guy that I think really showed last year that he's more talented than I personally ever gave him credit for, and who am I to judge, but I really kind of liked what I saw, and I thought they were a better team than they deserved to be last year. And one of those, well, one general concept of why is coming back next year, and we'll get to that in a second. Number 6, Myles Garrett.
I had my feelings about Myles Garrett, personal feelings against Myles Garrett after he tried to literally murder a guy with a helmet. After that, I was just like, I'll get this guy out of the league. You can't deny how good he is as a football player. He's probably pound for pound one of the best football players in football. You know, he's not a corner. He's not a receiver. But, like, he is just, like, his build, he's just a massive human being. And he 100% belongs here.
Absolutely. He's a guy who's gotten better since the incident. Like, maybe the fact that he was able to rebound from
like a come to Jesus moment or
maybe,
something.
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe he realized what I could lose it all and he put in more work. I can't speak for him. I have no idea. All I know is that at this moment in time, he is unbelievable. Not the best defensive end on this list in this division, but he's unreal. He's unreal. Number 5. Other people are going to say, how is he not higher? Nick Chubb, running back, Cleveland Browns.
How is he not higher is because I love him as a running back. I think he's very, very good. He's one of the top running backs in the game.
NFL.
Right, in the game. I just don't think that, I think because they have Kareem Hunt, you know, it's very hard for him to, like, single himself out as the premier back over there because it's such a complimentary 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
That's why he's still in the division, within this division, he's the best running back in this division.
And Kareem Hunt's number 2, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They have the number 1-2 punch, and literally and figuratively, yeah.
Yeah, and that spoils that Kareem Hunt's an honorable mention. Kareem Hunt was number 11 on my list. So
he just missed it.
Just missed it. He's still, people think because he missed a year, and it does happen. You know, we saw Le'Veon Bell did not have the same pep in his step when he came back. Still good, but Kareem Hunt's right where he was, just not as showcased right now. So in terms of pure talent, Kareem Hunt's still there, but I think Nick Chubb's the guy going forward. So I'm going to stick with Chubb at number five. Number four, cornerback Marlon Humphrey, Baltimore Ravens. One of the best in the league.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to have to listen to your 3-2-1 because I do like Humphrey, and I think he is definitely one of the better corners within this division. But that's one I'm going to have to like just kind of wait and see. You know, like how many guys I would have over him. Okay. I would almost put like Myles Garrett, Nick Chubb, like guys that's like fair. That over him. But he belongs here.
He's an elite cornerback.
Without a doubt, he belongs there.
One of, if not, maybe you'll disagree with me, top five toughest positions in the sport.
It's the number one hardest position.
Over tackle, sport. Offensive tackle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because offensive tackle, like, look, I've played O-line. You know what I mean? So I know how many schemes you have to know, how many things you have to know as an offensive lineman. You have to know basically everybody's assignment. Right. You know what I mean? But you know the play as an offensive lineman. You know the play, right? As a cornerback in this game of football, where it's an offensive-driven league now, and now you can't even breathe on these guys anymore without a penalty flag being drawn, the unknown is such a hard thing, and then you have to be good.
You could scout all you want in the world.
Right. So as soon as somebody does a double move, you have to be that damn good to recover and still cover. You know what I mean? So cornerback, backpedaling, like you can't even run forward. You know what I mean? Like it's such a, oh man.
So then if we're grading on that curve, Marlon Humphrey should be higher on that.
Then you know what? Yeah, touche.
But I'm not doing that because one of the gripes I got from a listener was, how do you compare the best at one position to the fifth best at another when the fifth best at another is better than the best? You get what I'm saying? So let's put it in baseball terms. The best starting pitcher, how do you compare him against the best designated hitter, right?
Yeah, you can't. I guess. Yeah.
The pitcher is going to be higher. Kind of the same argument by some people, but I'm trying my best to round everything out and get a wide view of things. Mm-hmm. Before we get to the top three, let's do the honorable mentions.
Let's.
For Browns fans out there, hold tight. You're like, we have four of the best offensive linemen in the league. Got a little caveat coming your way. Hang tight, all right? So don't think I forgot your wonderful O-line. Kareem Hunt, as I mentioned, number 11. The tight end for the Ravens, Mark Andrews.
Good. Top five tight end in football,
yeah,
I think.
Not cracking this list.
No.
But... that's what honorable
best tight end in the division.
Best tight end. He's the only tight end in the division worth mentioning. So
true. I'm still waiting for David Njoku to break out. It's just not happening.
It's not going to happen. No, not yet. The Bengals wide receiving core: Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins. You know,
T. Higgins is going to be an absolute monster this year. I have a really good feeling about T. Higgins. Probably the lead receiver on that team this year. Because Jamar Chase so far can't catch.
So I had someone tell me for a rookie wide receiver to have a top like stat year, it would have to be like an absurd oddity. Like the odds of a rookie having an elite year are just slim to none. So it's like a 2-year thing for receivers.
CeeDee Lamb almost did. And that was without Dak Prescott. So that's just my Cowboys rub for the day. That'll be the only one. Maybe not, but that'll be one of them.
We'll see.
Service Team of Professionals, a.k.a. Stop Restoration of Edison, is a locally owned and operated business that provides professional disaster cleaning and restoration services, including a 24-hour emergency service to homeowners, property managers, real estate investors, and insurance companies alike. Stop Restoration helps people overcome the stress and anxiety of unforeseen circumstances caused by fire, smoke, water, mold, and other unexpected damages. As part of a nationally recognized restoration franchise, Stop Restoration of Edison is backed by the best technical advisors and business consultants in the country. Visit them right now online at www.stop-edison.com.
If we rewind back to the NFC East, CeeDee Lamb, not on the top 10 players.
Bullshit, but go ahead.
Anyway, T. Higgins, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, Juju Smith-Schuster's not even an honorable mention anymore.
I don't even think Juju. I saw Juju doing the crate challenge yesterday.
Yeah, my boy Tony Cavallo.
Shout out to, yeah, I know Tony.
He said, name a more polarizing wide receiver three. I bet you can't.
I like that. I like that a lot, dude. You know what? That guy, imagine being a Steelers fan. Imagine being one of the, like, imagine me, the way I am about the Cowboys, as a Steelers fan. If I saw my number, whatever, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 receiver trying to get famous on TikTok, I would lose my shit. It's the same way I feel about Jalen Smith. It's all me, 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 me. You know, Jalen Smith, the linebacker of the Cowboys, former Notre Dame guy, right? Best linebacker in the country until he messed up his knee. It's a me, me, me brand, and it's garbage. And I think this juju shit has to stop. It's going to take a hit like Antonio Brown took a couple years back that might have sent Antonio Brown into La La Land forever. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to take a Vontaze Burfict type to just completely clean this guy's clock and smarten him up, because if he doesn't stop, somebody's going to take his head off. Hard.
To play devil's advocate a little bit, hard to compare anyone to Antonio Brown. Not really fair.
Mentally?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He got hit by Vontaze Burfict. No, he was never the same.
But I'm saying to loop him in with a guy who's in trouble for so much more than just being a bad team.
I guess.
A little harsh. But Juju Smith-Schuster has potential. Like, he's got skills.
If he just shuts the hell up and just goes out and plays the game. He was wide receiver one for a minute. You know, now he's probably, three.
When Antonio left town and he slid in.
And the hype was there. Everybody was excited about it. And now it's just like, get off my team. I don't really deal with you anymore because it's just a pain in the ass.
Yep. So no honorable mention for Juju, but we're talking about his existence because of how much of a difference maker he has been in the past.
He has made the Chart Chopper show as a conversation piece. Yes.
Back to the two Browns receivers, Landry and Beckham. As a Giants fan who was a Beckham apologist, I think last year, injuries aside, he kind of toned it down a bit. Concentrate a little bit more.
I think you're going to see the best version of him this year.
I think this year is going to be a career year for Odell Beckham. I think Jarvis Landry will benefit from it and have a really nice year. I just think the Browns are, like, I have the Ravens winning the division, but I am not surprised if the Browns, A, win the division, or B, are that number 5 spot.
We've been doing 32 teams in 32 days. We covered the Browns already. We covered that entire division. I picked them to win the division.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's not out of the realm of possibilities at all.
The only thing I have is I worry about them choking, but we'll see.
That could be the old Browns. You know, this could be a whole new team. Look at that. Aaron Rodgers just got so mad at you. Like, No, you're good. That was never plugged in. Yes, it was.
For those of you who heard commotion, Aaron Rodgers.
That's the second time this has happened in this studio, by the way.
That Aaron Rodgers himself
has fallen off the wall.
Wow.
He's like, he's tired of not being talked about enough.
He's off the wall.
He's such a diva.
This guy is so, yeah.
Yeah, right over there. You got to regroup.
No, I'm good.
That scared the hell out of me. But
I
right.
did say in the last episode he was the second best player in the division.
He heard you, bro.
He was picking his spot. He was ready to pounce. Where were we? Honorable mentions. Beckham, Browns, yes. Joe Burrow, mentioned him briefly. Joe Mixon, J.K. Dobbins, some really good young running backs that just haven't cracked this list.
My heart breaks for J.K. Dobbins, man. That's such a shitty situation.
Is he out for
it's over. Year? That's it. Torn ACL. With Joe Mixon, I can't get on his train, bro.
Another injury guy.
It's another one that's like always banged up. That's why Giovanni Bernard is like the most picked up running back in fantasy football history, because you're always picking up Gio Bernard. Now Gio Bernard's down in Tampa, because why not? Everybody wants to win a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? So
Joe Mixon's great to have in fantasy, but you better have a backup.
You better have his backup.
Good point. And then, you know, there's some really good defensive linemen. Calais Campbell's always a nice player to have, really good player. Mentioned Jadeveon Clowney coming over the division. Definitely not who he was at one time, but you want him on your team. And we'll just get right to it now. So at number 3, two other honorable mentions, cornerbacks, Marcus Peters, Denzel Ward. Two really nice players.
Such you hate Marcus Peters. Shit talking piece of garbage.
Oh, wow.
I don't like him at all.
Do you admit he's such an asshole? Good at football?
Oh, yeah. He's definitely good at football. I just don't like him.
All right. Number 3. Here is the first caveat on this list. I want to save the listeners' times, and I want to give the Brown fans their due. The entirety of the Browns' offensive line collectively is number 3.
Browns' defensive line.
Offensive line.
Offensive line is number 3.
They have the best offensive line in the NFL.
Whoa, that's bold.
Pro Football Focus would agree with
that. The Colts have entered the chat.
They are number 2.
I was going to say the Cowboys, they haven't had a good offensive line. It's like 2014.
NFC East does not have a right to the...
We don't get to be in that conversation.
Let me say them by name. This does not include last year's first-rounder, Jedrick Wills, who had a okay year. J.C. Tretter, Joel Bettino, Jack Conklin, and there's one more, Wyatt Teller.
Conklin's a beast.
They are collectively number three because they make that team 100 times better.
And I like that.
They're all back.
Giving the Haases the love. I love it.
Giving the Haases the love, not individually. Want to make sure I said their names individually, but that Browns O-line, I mean, I am so tempted to get Hunt, to get, you know, anyone from that offense I can, even if I think they're in the second or third string. Like, I just think they are going to be plays to be made.
Absolutely.
In that offense. And the Bengals defense is not that great. Steelers defense, I think, has some holes. I think they have some really nice pieces. We already mentioned two of them. And the Ravens are always good, but I think there's a lot of other teams they have to play where they're just going to put up points. So the Browns O-line, do you know who the last two players are without me having to say them?
I know one. If I had to go through the division, Ravens, Browns, you already said Baker. So you got one on the Ravens and one on the Steelers?
Well, number two is the aforementioned Lamar Jackson.
Oh, wow. All right. Then, poof. All right, well.
You are forgetting an easy one.
I must be. What the hell is my problem?
Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
I think another guy who improves. I know last year he started off rocky and then righted the ship in a wonderful way. I think he's just an unbelievable physical specimen of a talent. I think he's getting better and better. I know a lot of people are not too high on his arm, but the guy is an elite NFL quarterback.
I mean, I was hard on him for a long time, and then Gucci, you know, always just pounds it over my head, like, you know, he won MVP, right? And I'm just like, yeah, but, you know, like, this is the only NFL MVP that I've never been not sold on for a future stake, because I don't believe he's a good thrower of the football. You just mentioned that, how people just kind of, they harp on that a little bit too much, and that's a fair criticism to harp on that. But yeah, I don't know. Look, he's good. He's a human joystick. He's a Mike Vick, a Jace. You know what I'm saying? So he's good at football. He's got himself, decent offense. Lost their running back, so that's going to be tough for this year. But yeah, I guess, you know, there's nobody better.
I think, and I'm not saying this is you, I think as sports fans, when we have an opinion in our head, it is very hard for us to come off of it.
That's why, because I'm looking at my boy Dak, who I think is a top five quarterback in the league, and I think he's better than Lamar Jackson. A lot of people don't agree.
I definitely don't agree
with that. That's also your Giants shirt talking.
Is it?
I think it is.
I think you're just underselling and overselling at the same time.
I can sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves, okay? Don't even start.
All right. So Lamar Jackson, number two, I think he's unbelievable. Number one, TJ Watt.
Oh, shit. Okay. You know what? A fun fact about TJ Watt in relation to my Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys went up to the podium and selected Taco Charlton over TJ Watt, and I'll never, ever forget it.
Where's Taco now?
Kansas City, believe it or not. He actually landed on a good team.
Yeah.
But he's not like a role player or anything like that. He's just a guy in the room.
And TJ Watt is...
That kid, he's going to wind up being better than his brother. Yeah. At the end of the day.
Right now, he's better than his brother.
J.J. Watt, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah. I mean, J.J. just always seems to get bit by the injury bug, and he just can't seem to stay healthy. But
T.J. Watt's one of those players I said before about the defensive player in fantasy. You get him if you can.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, it's just weird to me. Like, where do you draft these guys?
You don't. You either go week to week and find somebody you like matchup-wise, or you draft, like, one of the elite players.
Like Aaron Donald.
On. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Anyone who drafts someone like that before the 10th round is just insane.
It's just one of those guys. Like,
one of those guys.
Man, here come the run-on defensive players.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm going TJ Watt. The guy's an absolute beast off the end. He's gotten better every year. He's probably arguably the best defensive end in the NFL. I don't think he's there quite yet. Maybe like two or three, but two or three is nothing to
shake. Not at all. So. But yeah, I agree. He's an animal, and there's such a bright, bright future for that kid. It may not always be in Pittsburgh either. I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Look at the deal that the Raiders got for Khalil Mack. Now they've botched it.
Exactly. Well, I mean,
but look at God's sakes, yeah. Who's running that organization is not running the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Correct.
So who knows? Maybe a team like yours, the Cowboys, making a run, wants to trade a couple first rounders and,
I don't do that in a heartbeat right now. With the fact that, like, all I want out of the Cowboys is a middle of the pack defense. You add a TJ Watt to that defensive line that we have already, forget it. Super Bowl.
We're easy. Inappropriately forecasting right now. Is that the Steelers are probably not going to trade him.
No, they probably won't.
And as it stands right now, I think he is the best player in the AFC North. So to recap, 10, Minkah Fitzpatrick, 9, John Johnson III, 8, Cameron Hayward, 7, Baker Mayfield, 6, Myles Garrett, 5, Nick Chubb, 4, Marlon Humphrey, 3, the Cleveland Browns offensive line, 2, Lamar Jackson, and 1, TJ Watt. Any real gripes?
No, now that you kind of rehashed and we talked about it, and this might be the first list, I'm just like 1 through 10, I'm just like, yep, that makes sense.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm finally on board.
And Kareem Hunt just missing the cut.
And Kareem Hunt just missing, yeah, I'm okay with that too.
Awesome. Well, there you have it, folks. This was the AFC North. Thank you for listening. We will get you next time. We will jump to the South, where we'll tackle the NFC first. For now, this has been Chart Choppers on the Chop Sports Network. Thank you, Dave. And that's that. Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers.